A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and while I make them lie down, says the Lord God, I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord Jesus was known to the disciples in the breaking of bread. Alleluia.
A reading from the Epistle of Blessed Peter the Apostle. Beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep gone astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not see and own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Sheep and shepherds, flocks and wolves, hirelings and folds. They are earthly examples that the Lord employs to talk about himself and to talk about you. Spoken 2,000 years ago, the Lord's words are still understood clearly today. Even those who have never met a shepherd, or seen a sheep, or seen a wolf, even city dwellers understand the Lord's words. Sheep can't care for themselves. They're helpless without a shepherd. The shepherd keeps the flock together and leads them to safety. He directs them away from that which harms, and he brings them food and drink that will nourish and sustain. There are also bad shepherds, those who care little about the sheep. They work not because they love the sheep, but for money. They care little for the protection of the flock. They simply await a paycheck. The hireling doesn't own the sheep, so when danger comes, he runs, leaving the flock helpless. And the wolves, well, they are ever ready, waiting for the chance to attack and scatter and kill. I am, says the Lord, the Good Shepherd. He is God. That is God's divine name, his personal name. And so he is good, and he is the true shepherd. He is not like the bad shepherds. He is not like a hireling. He is the good shepherd, the shepherd who loves the flock, the shepherd who gives his own life that the flock may live. Christ is the good shepherd, and the Holy Church is his flock. You see, it is Christ that is the fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them. He is the fulfillment of Psalm 23, the Lord who is the true shepherd. Led by him, the flock shall not want, rather, the flock has bounty. He makes his flock lie down in green pastures, which is to give them rest in a safe place of abundant food. He leads his flock beside still waters, safe waters, life-giving waters, that the flock live. But men are fallen. The flock is not pure. There are goats among the sheep, and there are wolves close by. Sheep wander. That is in their nature. The prophet Ezekiel calls it a dark and cloudy day. It is a day darkened by sin. On that day, the flock is scattered. A scattered flock is defenseless against the wolf. And that cloudy and dark day the prophet describes is this day, the day in which you live. Christ, who is the light of the world, is ascended. He reigns over heaven and earth. But now he does so through means, through under shepherds. So you don't see Christ. What you see is the darkness of fallen men and the stormy clouds and the depravity of a sinful people and a fallen and perverse culture. The culture surrounds you like a cloudy darkness. And truth be told, that darkness has cast its pall over you as well. Your flesh has cast a shadow over the good intentions that God has placed in you. You have been like sheep going astray. You have been like a flock without a shepherd. And you have willingly wandered each time you have sinned. into the lair of the wolf. Your pride and your arrogance, your hubris and self-determination have eclipsed the brightness and the holiness of God, leaving you in the dark day of your fallenness. In sin, you have wandered far from the true shepherd, far from the true flock, and in so doing, you have made yourself easy prey for the wolf, the liar, the murderer from the beginning. But thanks be to God, through the prophet Ezekiel, God makes you a promise. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen that which was sick. Christ is the good shepherd. He seeks you, you who were lost. He brings back into the fold you who have been driven away by your own sin. And that he does as only the good shepherd can do. For he committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. The good shepherd lays down his life for the flock. He died for your wandering. He died for your unwillingness to hearken to his voice. He died for your transgressions and your trespasses, and by his stripes you are healed. And as he promised of old, he took up his life again. Christ is risen. He brought the brightest light, the light of the resurrection, to that first Easter morn. Only the good shepherd can defeat death. And for the life of the flock, that's exactly what he did. He took up his life again. In the risen Christ, you are declared holy and pure and clean, without spot, faithful, and yes, even righteous in the eyes of God. Believing in him, you are the one holy flock of the only good shepherd. The flock hearkens to the voice of its shepherd, and that voice calms and unites his flock. Strange voices, strange teachings, strange doctrines frighten the flock, but the voice of the good shepherd, the holy word of God, unites. His voice makes from many sheep one flock. One flock which hearkens to the one shepherd, the only good shepherd. He knows who are his, and his own know him. By his death and resurrection, by his holy word, by those still waters of holy baptism, he restores your soul, that you, having died to sin, might live unto righteousness. He gives his spirit to dwell within you, the spirit that brings to your mind, heart, and soul the word of Christ. And by that word, by the rod of his holy law, and by the staff of his saving gospel, he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Christ suffered for you, as the apostle writes, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He leads you in safety, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He is life, and in him you have life. You have the panoply of his armor. So following his voice, one with the flock, you fear no evil, for he is Emmanuel. The shepherd is with you. He gives you your daily bread that you be nourished and grow. And he prepares a table before you even this day, a table at which you eat and drink Christ. That good pasture, that saving food unites you as his one flock. You eat and you drink and you are one with Christ, one with his holy church, one undivided flock. United in your head. His cup runs over as his blood streams from the chalice across the lips and into the soul. And there is one flock, one shepherd, as your Lord, the Good Shepherd, has promised. You have now, as Ezekiel promised, returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls, as the apostle testifies. You are forgiven, dear Christian. Christ has paid for all your sins. He unites you to God. He unites you to his holy church. He feeds you and gives you to drink. He leads you in the paths of righteousness. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.